Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, I had a hot take yesterday. I want the Brewers to tear down American Family Field. Well, no, I want them to pick it up and move it.
Where to? In the middle of the city?
No, I want them to move it down near Pottawatomie.
Near
the Third Ward.
Yeah.
Near Harley Museum.
That's the one thing that you miss going to Brewers games compared to some other ones. You know, I went to a Tigers game not that long ago, went to a Nats game, and that area is completely different from the last time I went there. But that's all built up. You get that city vibe. You know, you're walking down a street and stuff. You don't necessarily get that with Miller Park.
No, because it's all parking lot.
Yeah.
There's too much parking lot. That's what I'm rallying against now. Too much parking lot.
But at the same point, when I think Brewers, I think tailgating. And
yeah,
that's what
not,
the parking lots
not
are for.
40,000 people are going to tailgate.
You don't know that. Someday they might.
Nah, not worth it. Too much parking lot. So they're going to airlift American Family, plop it down. They're going to develop that area.
That would be sweet, though.
And then they're going to take where American Family Field is now, and they're going to put, like, homes there and, you know, whatever. They can extend Miller Parkway and, like, shopping.
See, I don't want you as MLS commissioner. I want you as the city planner for Milwaukee.
And then there, that's
or where the entire state of Wisconsin.
That's where there's going to be a new hub for trains.
Okay.
And then we're going to put a train that goes up to Lambeau and then to Madison.
Okay, I like
that.
So
we're going to get a train.
Those are good ideas.
So that we can,
solid ideas.
Yeah. So we're going to take the parking lot. We're going to reduce tailgating space by 70%. You can still tailgate at this new little place, but not as much.
You think that'd be a deal breaker for a lot of Brewers fans, though?
I feel like the people, I feel like it's minority rule. I feel like the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I feel like more people would like the stadium in the city, but the people that love tailgating.
I come down from Antigo, and I only get to one weekend series a year.
You should poll that.
And I want to be, I deserve to be able to sit in the parking lot and grill the brats that, oh, someone forgot to catch up. Well, then you go ask them the neighbor, and then you're making friends. You can't do that if you're in the big city.
You should poll that. Would you be fine moving American Family Field into the city of Milwaukee or closer to the city if it meant reducing the tailgating space / parking lots by 70%?
No, what I should pull is tailgating yesterday's news? Is tailgating played out?
I don't think it is.
Tailgating's stupid.
No, tailgating's great. But maybe it is a little overdone.
No. Okay. Tailgating's good. We don't need to make it our whole personality. Well, that's what makes Wisconsin specials, the tailgating. All right. There's going to be plenty of parking. There's too much parking. We can find middle ground here. There is too much of it. I'm going to drive around today. When I go there, and I'm just going to show you all the spots that are open. Brewers, Cubs.
Bring your jackhammer and just start doing the work for them.
Yeah. I'm going to I'm going to dig up the yount lot, and I'm going to start putting sod down and planting trees.
Yeah. The real reason you asked for parking is because you're going to bring lots of construction equipment and just start going ahead and doing your renovations.
Mm, yes.
As city planner of Milwaukee, Bart Winkler.
Greg's in Brookfield. Greg.
Hey, Bart. Thanks for taking my call. This is something that I talked about, like, before the stadium was built, because they had been talking about building the stadium downtown or keep it where it presently is. And my thing is, if that stadium would have been built downtown like I suggested, and I was the one that suggested this, to build it and connect it to the Grand Avenue Mall that was down there, that place would still be up and running. It would be thriving. The bars and everything down there would be thriving. With the Pfizer Forum being connected, they have this great walkway that you could walk all the way, never touch the outside. You would have
like Twin
all
Cities
of these
has that
connected.
In the winter, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would all be connected. I mean, and you can still have the open roof concept, all of that stuff, all those businesses would be thriving today. They blew it. And I'm so mad at them for when they still kept it here. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I love tailgating, but I don't love it that much. I mean, you go to these other places and these other cities, all these bars and restaurants and things. Look at Lambeau Field. Look at all the bars and the stuff on the outside of the stadium. Do you tailgate? I don't tailgate there. I want to go where all the action is.
Yeah, and the only time I've tailgated at Lambeau, thanks, Greg, good call. Every time I've tailgated at Lambeau, it's been in somebody's front yard. You know, that's how you do it. That's what you do. I'm thinking like when people go to Camp Randall for Badger games, there's a lot of partying and tailgating going on. Those are in houses. Those are in like Rocky Rococo's. That's where I always went. Rocky Rococo's parking lot. You still get your tailgating fix. Plus, someone else does it for you. I don't want to bring my own grill. Get my own food. God. Frank says, I was down in Cincy for Brewers Reds. After that, I realized having a stadium in the downtown is way more fun than what we currently have. Closed off roads, open bars. The vibe was so much better. Tailgating is lame.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I have no problem with the tailgating, but it is cooler leaving a ballpark and, you know, you're walking down the street and there's people banging on whatever they use, like not drums, but buckets or whatever they're doing, and people selling stuff and restaurants and all that stuff, and you miss all that at Miller Park.
I think when I say airlift the stadium, I mean, you know that I don't really think you can airlift the stadium. But it'd be cool if it was more of a downtown area, and at minimum, I think they just have too much parking. There's too much parking.
I mean, there's pros and cons to it. You know, the real issue then it becomes transportation, all that stuff, and where do you park and all that stuff, and you don't necessarily have that problem right now. But I think a lot of people would trade that problem off for having it in the city to have that environment.
You know, if you could start building cities from scratch, it would look so different.
Oh, 100%.
I think there'd be like a better like subway service, or like like the hop would actually go around more than two blocks.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of things different.
You know?
But that's not how it goes.
Yeah, highways went ripped through neighborhoods. That cheeses me out, too. I don't even think that's a phrase, but... Lewis is on the north side. We were talking playoffs and stuff before. What's up, Lewis?
What's up? Yeah, you got a great idea with that parking lot, though, Bart. Nobody needs a tailgate on a Wednesday night against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Yeah, we have a roof because we're so worried about the weather, yet do this outdoor activity.
I was like,
oh, I'm so glad that it didn't rain. We got a roof. Half the games they play there, it's raining anyway.
I had some friends come up from Houston. I said, I got a preferred parking pass. They made fun of me because we walked 2 miles after we parked to get to the stadium. It's like, it's ridiculous. But back to this 1 year, winning the Super Bowl in 10 years, no playoffs. We've been there in the 80s. I told you, Bart, you have to become a real Packer fan. You know what I'm saying? It's the anticipation of getting there and, you know, almost getting there and then falling off and then finally winning. That's what fandom is. Do you think right now if the Detroit Lions won the Super Bowl, Detroit, okay, yeah, they'll celebrate, but not like we would, not like not even Cincinnati. It's the anticipation of getting there, Bart. That's what true fandom is.
So you think us taking more cracks and being so close is going to make it feel sweeter for us than it would for Detroit, who sucked forever?
Yeah, do you know how miserable
I think they would celebrate more.
No, their winners are miserable every year. They've been miserable every year for the last 30 years. There's no anticipation there. So you're telling me missing the playoffs completely for 10 years? I think your metric is off by 5. I think you would have a whole bunch of goers if you said one Super Bowl, 5 years of losing. I'd go for that, but not 10.
Okay, well, we can find a middle ground. For sure, 5.
Yeah, but we definitely can find a middle ground on that parking lot, man. We can, you know, chop it up, put a couple restaurants, a couple hotels, and make it an entertainment district. It'll be fun.
Yeah. All right, Lewis. Thanks, buddy.
Right.
I just have made a decision here. I'm applying for a new job. Not MLS commissioner, like I said, it was my dream job earlier. I'm going to apply for Mark Murphy's job. He's done when? Next year? 2 years? 2025, right? When he turns 70? They get kicked out? I'm going to apply for Mark Murphy's job. I want to be the team president. And then I'm going to move Miller Park to the place. I'm going to move Lambeau to where Miller Park is.
Everything closer for you.
Yeah. I'm going to move Fiserv to Oakland Avenue in Shorewood.
Nice.
Right. Right. I'll be right next to Harry's, where we always order our wings. I'm gonna move. Miller Park's going to now be Atwater Park, right on the beach there. Oh, yeah. I'll just move everything there. That'd be great. I walked everything.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.